Good afternoon. It's 12:01. This is 90.7 WFAE. And I'm Mark Rumsey, WFAE News, updating the situation with the General Assembly meeting in Raleigh. Lawmakers are still there for an additional special session. Several bills offered by Republicans are aimed at limiting the powers of incoming Democratic Governor Roy Cooper. Republicans say what they're doing is constitutional. Democrats call it a power grab. Cooper held a press conference this morning to say the proposals are unprecedented and will hurt North Carolinians. Here to talk about these latest developments is WFAE's David Borax. And David, what did Governor-elect Cooper have to say this morning?
Well, Mark, Cooper came out strongly against bills that could shift many gubernatorial powers to the legislature or to appointees overseen by lawmakers. He promised a fight, saying he'd use every tool in the governor's office, including the courts. And don't forget, Cooper is still the attorney general.
If I believe that laws passed by the legislature hurt working families and are unconstitutional, they will see me in court. And they don't have a very good track record there.
Well, David, are there any questions about the legality of what Republicans are doing?
Well, again, the Republicans say what they're doing is legal, and they say that Democrats have done similar things to them when they were in power. But Democrats are raising questions about the legality of the surprise special session itself, and they're also questioning some of the proposed bills, which would transfer power from the governor's office to the legislature. And that raises questions about the separation of powers.
What is it exactly that Cooper doesn't like about these proposals?
Well, he compared this extra special session to the one that ended up in the approval of House Bill 2. He said it's all being done in the dark of the night without public debate. He said if Republicans really want to make sweeping changes to state government, they should wait until the legislature convenes
for its regular session next month. Cooper said he wants to work with legislators on better education, better paying jobs, and restoring North Carolina's reputation.
We don't look good to our people here in North Carolina or to the rest of the country when laws are passed hastily with little discussion in the middle of the night. Witness the disaster of House Bill 2, which was passed in the same way. This has got to stop.
David, where are things likely to go from here?
Mark, a couple of dozen bills were introduced in the House and Senate, and most probably won't get a hearing during this extra special session with the holidays approaching. The ones pushed by Republican leaders will, and of course they hope to pass them in time for Governor McCrory to sign them before he leaves office on January 1st. That's when Cooper will be sworn in. The official inauguration is January 7th. And even if McCrory isn't there to sign them, Republicans have enough votes in the General Assembly now to override any veto by Cooper. So I think this week's fight is a sign of what to expect in the State House over the next 4 years.
WFAE's David Borax, thanks very much.